Okay, folks, let's settle down for the home stretch. You should be on page 62. Page 62, okay? Sandali na lang to. Page 62. Can I have impact of values slide? Ayan. Okay? Values drive decisions. Decisions drive behavior, and behavior drives results. You don't have to be a mathematician to conclude, click, that values drive results, okay? In other words, culture drives results. If values determine culture, and values drive results, therefore culture drives results. Wow. The culture in victory drives results. The empowering culture drives results. Okay, so what am I saying? This soft thing called culture, it's actually a very powerful thing. Okay, now listen carefully. Some organizations have the right strategy, but the wrong culture. Some organizations have the right strategy and the right culture. Now, ang significance noon ganito, here's the principle. Culture either supports or sabotages strategy. Okay? Culture either supports or sabotages strategy. Kung tama yung strategy mo, honor God, make disciples. Disciples making disciples in every campus, in every nation. In our generation, you better have a culture that will support that. And I believe we have a culture that supports that. That's why we continue to grow. We have an empowering culture. We have a spirit-led culture. And you guys probably take it for granted because you have been in victory all your lives. I have a wonderful perspective of not having been in victory all my life. And I can see the difference. Wow! I'm amazed. Absolutely amazed. Under my very nose, in the last 10 years, my goodness, missionaries go from, I think, 25 missionaries in 2005 to 150 or 145 today. Are you kidding me? Are you crazy? I mean, campus missionaries from something like, ilan ba tayo 10 years ago? Wala pa 100 eh. Ay ngayon, ano na, over 400? Are you crazy? Kinikilabutan ako eh. My goodness, I'm witnessing a miracle. And I'm understanding why. The culture supports, this great culture supports a brilliant strategy. Amazing. I was talking with Joseph Bonifacio last year, I think. Sabi niya, Alex, can you spend some time with us? I was teaching a class. Sabi niya, lunchtime. O sige, pakainin mo lang ako. Sabi ko, o sige. Sabi niya, binakain naman ako ng sandwich. Kina, wala nga tigil kantsaw sa kanya nila. Ado eh. Pambirang, ginuto mo yung teacher namin. Hindi mo man lang. Anyway. They told me, where do we go from here? We're reaching 2,500 schools. I don't know. I'm not sure about the number. Okay? But he gave me a number. Sabi ko, what do you mean, where do you go from here? What is the universe? What universe are you talking about? How many schools are there in the Philippines? They began, oh, nga, no. It turned out something like those that we want to reach are something like 10,000. Baka 15,000 pa. Basta malaki-malaki relative to those we've reached already. Okay? So, sabi ko, you want me to give you a suggestion? I'll give you a suggestion. Sabi ko, I don't think campus ministry goes ahead of church planting. Ask me why. Because, pag meron akong na-harvest sa campus, eh, dadaling ko sa nearest church. So, campus ministry follows church planting. Okay? So sabi ko, ang tanong ngayon, saan tayo may mga church plants, victory churches? Okay? Draw a 5-kilometer radius around all the victory church plants. And see, 5 or 10 kilometer radius, and see how many schools there are there. Yun ang target mo. Because, in fact, Joseph articulated well. Sabi niya, ay, okay yan ah. Isang sakay. Yeah. Draw a radius. Isang sakay. Lahat ng schools doon will become your new target. Kinilabutan sila Joseph. Eh. Sabi niya, napaka-clear naman yan. Oo nga, no. Because we will never go to a school where the nearest church is 50 kilometers away. Kasi yung harvest mo sa school, dadaling mo sa Victory Congregation eh. So mag-umpisa ka sa congregation, you draw a one sakay radius around each congregation, yun ang priority mo. Wow. Okay? And the culture is so empowering that, my goodness, immediately, having a Joseph, we will implement it immediately. The whole campus, what do they call their ministry? Life box, di ba? Hindi na? Every nation what? Okay, every nation comes. They all got excited. Sabi ko, wow, what a teachable bunch of people. Because, but that's the culture. So pag ininputan ka ng magandang idea, absorb ka agad. And lipad na ka agad. My goodness. Eh, how many campus missionaries are there? 400 something? Are you kidding me? We're bigger than Campus Crusade. And they've been here for longer than us, and that is their sole mission. And I don't want us to be arrogant, but I'm just telling you, I want to encourage you. Okay? So, values drive results. When you are composing your team, make sure the member who is coming in shares the same values. Kung hindi, madidilute yung culture. Are you with me? Are you with me? Yun. So, you interview for competency. You interview for the spiritual dimension. Believer ba to? Serious ba to sa buhay niya? Blah, blah, blah. And then interview for values. For consistency with existing values. You do not want, pag yung values ng isasama mo sa staff mo, ibang-iba dun sa existing values, madidilute yung culture. Are you with me? Yun. So, in that respect, the leader is the protector of the culture. The propagator of the culture, you are the prime ambassador of the culture, and you protect the culture. Na huwag kang magsasama ng, mag-hire ng tao, magsasama ng tao sa grupo mo na saliwa yung values niya, iba yung values niya sa values mo. Para hindi madilute ang culture. Ayun eh. Okay. Benefits of us, elements of a strong team culture. I call it the invisible supervisor. Shared mission and vision, shared core values, values promoted visibly and consistently by the leader's personal example. Underscore that, that's the most important part. Values promoted visibly and consistently by the leader's personal example. Shared anecdotes that promote mission, vision, and values. Shared information, shared success experiences. When team culture is strong, there emerges what I call peer-to-peer supervision. Okay? Peer-to-peer supervision. Example. One of your staff wants to do something that is countercultural. Okay? Another staff will say, pare, bro, huwag gagawin yan. That's not how we do things in Victory. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng peer-to-peer supervision. See? When the culture is strong, there emerges peer-to-peer supervision. Now, that's very powerful. Ask me why. Makes your life easier. You don't have to supervise everybody all the time because the culture supervises it's the people. Peer-to-peer supervision. Ang tindi. Kikilabutan ako just telling about it. Kinikilabutan talaga ako because I've seen it in Del Monte. I've seen it na ganun pala yon. So, I can go home earlier because the culture is very strong. And who are the guardians of the culture, siyempre, the primary guardian is the leader. But my direct reports are assistant guardians. Para hindi pwedeng ganyan. Hindi tayo ganyan. Oh, ganon. Yun ang culture. And you can test it. Pag ganyan ang nangyayari, wow. Okay ang culture namin. Okay? All right. Click it. Ha! Malapit na tayong umuwi. Closing thoughts. Can I be a 5-star organization leader and still have a life? And my short answer to that question is, ano ka siniswerte? 5-star ka na, may life ka pa? Joke only. Of course, click that slide. First things first, you should have a life. Happy people tend to be better leaders of people. Your joy will rub off on your people. Joyful workers are more productive workers. Your joy at work will rub off on their families, and that rubs off at work. It is a virtuous cycle. The reverse is true. Miserable people tend to be poorer leaders of people. Your misery will rub off on your people. Miserable workers are less productive workers. Their misery at work will rub off on their families. That rub off at work. It's a vicious cycle. So, happy is better than miserable. Are you with me? Okay. I have an announcement to make. There is no such thing as work-life balance. I am so sorry. Unang-una, it is an oxymoron in my opinion. Work-life balance is an oxymoron. An oxymoron is a phrase that is conflicted within itself. Example, life is volatile and dynamic. Work is volatile and dynamic. Ministry, lalo na ministry, volatile and dynamic. Maya't maya, may crisis. May nag-aaway, may nag-ihiwalay, may nagkakasakit, may namamatay, may kinakasal. My goodness, child dedication, business dedication, katakot-takot na dedication. We are very dedicated people. Volatile, dynamic. A balance means no movement. Example, bumili ka isang kilong karne sa palengke. O kaya sa supermarket, lalagay yung karne sa timbangan. The needle goes like this. It will stop at 1. You know it's 1 kilo. Tumigil sa 1. Because it's balanced. Balance means no movement. Hindi po ba? Work and life, how can it be? Ang daming movement niyan. Gusto mong balance, go to the funeral parlor. Yung nasa kabaong, balansyado yun. Kaya lang wala nang life. Chogi na. So, I offer you, to me, a more realistic phrase. I call it work-life dynamic equilibrium. Yan. Okay ba? Work-life dynamic equilibrium. It is a more accurate description of what we are trying to do. Have you been to a playground? There is a gigantic disc, a circular disc in a playground, okay? If you step on this, on the right side, it tilts this way. If you step on the left side, it tilts that way. You step in front, it tilts behind you. You step at the back, it will tilt towards you. To achieve some equilibrium, you have to have a playmate. Para diyan ka sa kabila dito ko. Mauga ng konti pero may equilibrium siya. Hindi siya magti-tilt. Now, let's say this part of the disc is life. And this part of the disc is work. Okay? There are days when you have to stay up all night or work late in church because of a crisis, a program, whatever it is. And you call your wife, sweetheart, I can't come home early in the next few days. We're developing a program, whatever it is. Or, you know, I'm exorcising an evil spirit, whatever it is. Okay? So, at a time when you're supposed to be home, you're spending an inordinate amount of time at work. If your relationship with your wife is strong, if your relationship with your children are strong, your life will not tilt. It will still have some equilibrium. There are times when at a time when you're supposed to be at work, you have to call up your staff and say, hey, I have an emergency at home. My asthmatic son is having an attack. I have to bring him to the ER. Bahala na muna kayo dyan. At a time when you're supposed to be at work, you have to deal with the crisis at home. If your relationship with your people is strong and with your peers are strong, if the mission is clear, if the vision is clear, I mean, if their job descriptions are clear to them, but primarily if your relationships are good, your job will not tilt. They will cover for you. Are you with me? So, ang sikreto po sa dynamic work-life dynamic equilibrium is building strong relationships. Okay? Kaya niya sabi ko sa inyo, the theme. By the way, if you have strong relationships, magkamali ka na sa assessment mo ng readiness level, papatawarin ka ng tao mo. Magkamali ka na sa in-employ mong prescription or leadership style, papatawarin ka. The secret to effective leadership is strong relationships because you will make mistakes. Okay? Strong relationships. Yan puhunan yan. Strong relationships. Now, about work-life dynamic equilibrium, otherwise known as the hard-to-achieve work-life balance, I have this to say. I will give you three concepts. The first concept is this. Work-life integration. Work-life integration. What does it mean? The problem with balance, this is the new concept actually. Okay? The reason why work and life are so hard to balance is because they're separated. If you integrate them and make them one, there's nothing to balance. Yeah, yun ang concept. Okay? The reason why work and life has to be balanced is because they're separated. If you integrate them, this is the concept only, there's nothing to balance. How does it look like? Well, you're a pastor. You actually go home at 5. Wow, like a normal... no one goes home at 5 anymore. Like an abnormal human being, you go home at 5. And you have dinner at the normal time with your wife and kids. Wow, what an ideal family life. However, at about 8:30 or 9:30, it should be perfectly okay with you if you receive a call from your regional pastor or from a staff member in your church and have a conference call because you are integrating work into life. You can work at home. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng work home. Working at home is work-life integration. I'm bringing work into my home. So my home is my office. A lot of people who work at home, ganun yun. Yung ang tawag doon, distance working. Okay? So, isa yun. O kaya naman, sa Amerika, a mother with a toddler brings the kid to the office because mom has to work. Kulang ang pera. Sa office, may daycare center. Didiposto ko yung anak ko sa daycare center. O pag coffee break, pupunta ako sa daycare center, breastfeed. Pag lunch break, pupunta ako sa daycare center. Sabay kaming kakain, napapakainin ko siya. Ibe-breastfeed ko siya uli, etc. You're integrating life into work. Do you see what I'm saying? As you can see, it's not easy to integrate work and life. And sometimes, it's probably not good. Like, I don't want you to build your house beside the church. Hindi ka na mapapahinga. Kasi nandiyan parati si pastor. So sometimes it's not a wise thing to do, but isang concept yon, okay? The other concept is live with purpose. We're talking about time management here. Live with purpose. What do I mean? We're going to end the seminar the way we started it. Yesterday, I asked you, develop a mission statement for your work. I also asked you to develop a mission statement for your life. I asked you to develop a vision statement for your work and a vision statement for your life. Now, time management is irrelevant until you are clear on purpose. Hindi po ba? If purpose is not clear, if values are not clear, why manage time? Why don't you just do what comes along? Did you notice? Time management only becomes relevant if you are clear on purpose. Okay? Because you will know what to do, what not to do. Ayan. Kanya, living with purpose means it is so clear to me what my mission in life is. It is very clear to me what my mission in work is. I have a vision for my life. I have a vision for my work. Therefore, I can begin to manage time. because I will only devote time to those things that bring me closer to mission and vision, and I will not give any time to those things that do not bring me closer to mission and vision. Therefore, if you are not clear on mission and vision, how can you manage time? Okay? In other words, you have to be clear on your priorities for time management to be relevant. There are many people who are experts on time management, but they are not clear on their own purpose. So what will you manage time for? I don't know. When you save time, where will you put the time that you save? I don't know. Eh, kung clear ka sa mission mo, sa vision mo, you know exactly where to put the time if there is any spare time. All right. So, ano pa ba yung concept? Yun na ba yun? Live with purpose. Okay. And finally, simplify your life. Okay? Simplify your life. What do I mean? Do only those things that bring you closer to mission and vision. And absolutely eliminate those things that do not bring you closer to mission and vision. Para bagang you become more serious about your life. Naalala ko, nung ako'y presidente sa Del Monte, remember, I was a volunteer pastor. Okay? I will have a weekly Bible class. I will have ang talk ako nung mag-preach once every 4 weeks. Okay? But I was also the treasurer of my church. So, may business meetings. Okay? And I had a discipleship group. So, imagine mo yan. And by the way, I had a wife and children. And by the way, I was the president of a company. I called myself the impossible life. Okay? So, hindi naman ako makaangal. Sabi ko nga sa kasama ko pa, pwede ba mag-resign? Actually, sagot doon, yes eh. Okay? And anyway, I was not, it wasn't clear to me. I told my people, okay, there's too much demand on my time. From now on, there are only three things I will take care of. My family, Del Monte, my church. Not necessarily in that order, but those are the only three things I will concentrate on. Okay? Everything else I will be absent from. Okay? Philippine Marketing Association, ikaw sales VP, ikaw dyan. Philippine Association of National Advertisers Marketing VP, ikaw dyan. Supply Chain Association of Philippines Supply Chain VP, ikaw dyan. I mean, do I have to join the Rotary? No. Do I have to join the Kiwanis, the Lions, the Tigers, and the Zebras? Ang dami niyan. I mean, kung hindi mo. So I learned, see, focus is the new IQ. The most focused people have one favorite word. I told you that yesterday. What is it? Very good. They say no to just about everything. The most focused people say no to just about everything. The most focused people are not popular people. The most focused people will never be seen in the society page because that's a waste of time. Are you with me? Okay. So, pero Del Monte, church, and family, hindi pa rin ako maganda ugaga. So, even after you do all of that, you still have to manage time. Kanya, I'll give you a 10-minute time management seminar. Okay, turn the page. Ay, nandun na pala kayo. Nandun na pa kayo? 63. Time management principles. Nakakatawa. The first sentence you will hear is you cannot manage time. Ha, 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 ha. You know? You cannot manage time. It's a finite, inflexible resource. Maski anong gawin mo, 24 lang yan. Okay? You can only choose activities to maximize the return on the time you use. Okay? Circumstances drive what's urgent. Your core values, your mission vision, drive what's truly important. You must beware of the tyranny of the urgent. Is it true that many victory pastors have surrendered their Philippine passports and have instead gotten Russian passports and Argentinian passports? Kasi lahat Russian at saka lahat Argentian. Okay, ha? Hindi pa pala lobat. Yun ang testing your participants if they're, kung may battery pa. Okay, very good. Buhay pa kayo. Okay? My goodness, shame on you guys. That's one of the oldest lines. Okay? Argentinian passports and Russian passports, okay? Kasi lahat Russian tsaka lahat Argentian. All right. Give me a slide. We are indebted to the late, great Stephen Covey for the famous time usage grid. Stephen Covey of Seven Habits fame, okay? Sabi po niya, vertical axis is the importance of the activity. Horizontal axis is the urgency of the activity. High urgency, low urgency. Low importance, high importance. It produces a quadrant with four parts. Quadrant number one, high importance, high urgency, is the quadrant of management. Got to do it now. You and I, we live in quadrant number one. Okay? The regional pastor needs a report. Got to do it now. It's my turn to preach this Sunday. It's already Friday. Got to do it now. Someone wants to commit suicide and called me. No choice. Got to do it now. High in importance, high urgency. Okay, we live in quadrant number one. These are called operational activities. They scream at us for attention. Okay, management activities, operational activities. They scream at us. Quadrant number two, high in importance, low in urgency. Development quadrant. They are good in the long run. These are strategic activities, not operational activities. They whisper to us. Okay? Example, developing relationships. Good in the long run. Important, but not urgent. Kanya na po postpone. Mentoring and coaching people. Good in the long run. Important, but not urgent. Kanya na po postpone. Building relationship, spending time with my wife and children, good in the long run, hindi urgent, unless galit na misis mo sa'yo, kanya napopospone. Okay? 7 hours of sleep a day, good in the long run for my health, but not urgent. Ayan, sige, magpuyat ka pa dyan. Mai-stroke ka one of these days. Taking a vacation, 2 weeks in a year. Good in the long run. Not urgent. Hala. Not going on vacation. You see, the strategic things whisper to you. Beware of quenching the whispering of the strategic things because they will come back to bite you. Okay? Mentoring and coaching are strategic things. By the way, there are a lot of fun things in developmental activities. Taking a power nap after lunch so that I can recharge myself. That is strategic. Seeing a movie with my wife, dating her once a week, that is strategic. Important, not urgent. Kanya ala, next week na lang tayo, sweetheart. Patay kang bata ka, babalik at babalik ang kanya. Pag inignore mo ng matagal yan. Are you with me? Okay. Quadrant number three is the quadrant of deception. I know I'll be sorry. Low in importance but high in urgency. Example. Last day for BPI Midnight Madness. Is it urgent? Oh, last day na. Is it important? Oh, come on. There's another one next quarter. Meetings. Parang, wow, urgent. Is it really important? It depends. Many meetings are not really important. Why are you attending? Inimbita ako eh. Baka rin sumamalob ko. If you are calling a meeting, I have one word advice. Don't. Unless there is an agenda. Unless there is a time limit. Suggestion, 1 hour. Unless you only invite those who are absolutely needed in the meeting. If you are invited to a meeting, I have two words of advice. Don't go. Unless you are the presenter. Mahiya ka naman, ikaw magpipresente. Sumipot ka. Unless you are a resource person. Okay? If you are being invited for information, don't go. Sabi mo, pakopya na lang nung ano, presentation o kaya nung minutes. Because it's gonna take time. Are you with me? You need to discern what is truly important from what is deceptive. Quadrant number four is the quadrant of waste. Mababa na sa importance, mababa pa sa urgency. Example, you're in front of the TV set, you're watching TV. Your wife asks you, what are you doing? Nanonood akong TV eh. Anong pinapanood mo? Ewan ko. Ba't ka nanonood? Pagod ako eh. You're catatonic. You want to relax. You're watching TV, but you're really not watching TV. You don't know what you're doing. Okay? Kung pagod ka, matulog ka na lang. O kaya take a walk. O kaya read a book. Okay. If you are doing Facebook to communicate with people, that is developmental or management. If you are doing Facebook to find out what your friends ate yesterday, who cares what they ate yesterday? And by the way, who cares what you ate today? Why do you have to take a picture of it and post it? I mean, who cares what you ate today? You know what? I am an analog caveman, self-professed analog caveman. I do not exist in social media. So I have a lot less problems than you. Because the first problem I will have in social media is to decide who not to friend. I have a lot of people who probably will want to join my Facebook. And magkakaproblema pa ngayon ako. I don't want to expose my life to everybody. Why should I? Eh, pag hinindihan ko yan, baka sa mga loob. Hindi, ang dami ko pang problema tuloy. Anyway, Mark Zuckerberg has tapped into our carnal desire for gossip. Okay? We want to know information, gossip. We want to know information about people without engaging with them. That's what Facebook does. Okay? You can get information about other people without engaging them. So, you know what? The more connected we are, actually, the less connected we are. Because we are able to extract information without engaging the other party. Are you with me? So, you know what? You want to talk to me? You'll have to see me. You actually have to hear my voice over the phone or look at my face across a Starbucks table. You will actually have to engage with me. Okay? So, not many people have the time to do that. And that's fine with me. If I want to talk to people, I'm not going to Facebook them. I will actually call them or go to them and engage them. So, do I have 5,000 friends? No. I probably have 15. But I like them very much, and that's fine with me. Are you with me? So, here's the principle, okay? Here's the principle. The best leaders spend 50% of their time on quadrant number two. At least. Now, don't despair. It took them years to migrate their time utilization such that it is at least 50% on the development quadrant. Making disciples is developmental. Okay? Sharing the gospel is developmental. Okay? Higher studies is developmental. Okay? What do they do with the management quadrant? They look at everything they're doing and ask the following question. Is there someone else who is supposed to do this? Because it is his or her job. If the answer is yes, ibigay dun sa nararapat gumawa niya. Second question, is there someone who could do this better than me? If the answer is yes, give it to that person so that that thing will be done better. Then they are left with those things that only they can do. Example, performance appraisal. Nung presidente ako, maski anong gawin ko, hindi ko ma-delegate ang performance appraisal. Because only I could do that. So I develop proficiency in things that I have to do. To be able to do them as quickly as possible. And the time I save, I put it in the development quadrants. Okay, now, ask me, what do they do with quadrant number three and quadrant number four? They take a big scissor and cut out everything. The best leaders have nothing on quadrant three and quadrant four. Okay? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's just quadrant one and quadrant two. Eh, doon pa lang, hindi na magkanuugaga yung leader na yun. But they know, I will not be in any deceptive activity where I know I'll be sorry. I will not be in a wasteful activity. Exercise is developmental. Good for the long run. There are a lot of fun things in developmental. Are you with me? Management is necessary things. Okay? Development is strategic things. All right. Turn the page. This is what I want you to do. The homework of all homeworks. I want you to be as serious as you are. This tells you, okay, list a sampling of activities in a typical week in each quadrant. Okay? I call this, where does your time go? Now, do this slowly. Huwag mong mamadaliin ito. And you're not going to do it today. Do it next week. Lagay mo lang. Where does my time go? Okay? Now, what's going to happen? I don't care what you tell me what your values are. When you see this, this will tell you what you actually value. Because what we value is where we spend our time. Did you hear me? Where you spend your time is what you really value, not what you say you value. Did you hear me? Sweetheart, I really love you. That's why I'm working so hard. And you don't come home early enough. No, but I'm working for you and the kids. Yeah, right. Well, we need you. Well, you know, I have quality time with you guys anyway. You know what? Below a certain quantity, there's no quality. Did you hear me? Below a certain quantity of time, there is no quality. In fact, when it comes to family time, quantity breeds quality. Okay? Lalo na pag teenager na yung mga anak mo, quantity breeds quality. The more time you can give, the better. So, do this, and then it is a baseline. You know where your time goes. And then you can deploy the strategies to migrate your time utilization out of deception, out of waste, into development and management. Yung management, no choice eh. Yung, ang kasi, trabaho yun eh. Yung, ang discretionary is development, deception, and waste. And what you want to do is you eliminate everything from deception, all activities from waste, and the time na maipon mo doon, lagay mo sa development o kaya sa management. Okay? All right? Some practical tips. Establish what are non-negotiable. Okay? I call this the big rocks. Okay, the big rocks. Imagine a fishing bowl. Ibig ko sana magdala ng prop, hindi ako nakabili. Imagine a big bowl, okay? Big glass bowl. And I have here rocks, pebbles, sand, water. Okay? And I want you to put all of them in the glass. It is a classic time management demonstration. The correct way is to put the big rocks first. Okay? And then the second biggest rocks second. And then the sand third. And the water last. Okay? Pag tinignan mo yung the heap of rocks and sand here, and then yung lalagyan, iisipin mo, hindi magkakasya. Pero pag, when you start with the big rocks first, and then the second rock second, and the sand and the water last. Magkakasya siya. So, the key thing is, start with the big rocks. What are non-negotiables? Okay? Can I suggest 7 hours of sleep a day? There is a seminal article on sleep. October or November 2014, Time Magazine. Google it. I don't have the exact date, but it's October, November 2014. There is an article on sleep. To me, that was revolutionary. That lack of sleep is a source of almost all disease. Are you listening to me? Okay. Now, oversleep is also a source of a lot of disease. So the limit is 7 to 8 hours. But the minimum is 7 hours a day. So how about 7 hours of sleep a day? That's a non-negotiable. How about 15 to 20 minutes of quiet time every day in the morning? How about dinner at home 3 times a week? With the family. How about 1.5 hours, 4 times a week of exercise? Kumbaga, ilista mo yung mga importante sa'yo. Non-negotiables. Tignan mo kung may matitira pang, kasi ang work doon is, let's say, 8 hours minimum ang work eh. So, ano pang natitira? Yung matitira, yun yung discretionary. Start with the big rocks first. Okay? Identify and eliminate activities that waste. And by the way, the big rocks are determined by your mission, vision, and core values. Okay? Your non-negotiables are determined by mission, vision, and core values. Then identify and eliminate activities that waste time. And I have one word for you here, ruthless. Okay, be ruthless. Okay, talagang walang patawad. Otherwise, kakainin ka ng time wasting. Okay? Number three, identify other blocks of passive time which can be used for high return activities. What is passive time? Okay? I'm looking at Lourdes there. Lourdes, is that dyed hair? Your hair, is that dyed? Okay. I know how long it takes because my wife gets her hair dyed. I bring her to the salon at 5 p.m. on a Monday afternoon and I pick her up on Thursday at 10 a.m. I'm just joking. My point is, I was shocked when it was hours. Whoa. Passive time yon. Anong gagawin mo? Well, when you have passive time, the smart thing to do is invest it in high return activities. Like what? How about catching up on your sleep? How about reading high quality material? I know salons. I know the competition. You can bring your Kindle, your godly book, or even your Bible against the people, the gossip, all those wonderfully attractive magazines. And the struggle is, can I devote this passive time to something more useful? Ako yung passive time ko almost always catching up on my sleep. Okay? My wife has taught me how to get a manicure and pedicure. I've never had a manicure and pedicure in my whole life. Until after I retired. When I discovered it, I cannot live without it. Sabi ko, sarap pala ng buhay mo. Ha? For all of these years, hindi ko alam to. So, it's passive time. If there's only one girl doing both feet and hands, it's about 2 hours. Kasi 1 hour per set. Eh. So sabi ko, anong gagawin ko? Would you believe I can make a seminar module while having a mani-pedi? Of course, sabi ko, unahin pa ako ha, parang dalawang kamay ko libre. Dalawang laptop ko eh. Paging manamanicure na ako, natuto ako mag-type mag-isa. Isang kamay. Nakaganon yung kamay ko doon. But I can make a PowerPoint of several slides. Okay? But the point is this, is I'm trying to teach you this. Be aware of the amount of passive time you have when you have it. And the thing to do is to decide to invest it on high return activities. Learn to say no to yourself and others. When I was in Del Monte, I was top priority in getting ninong and ninang, becoming ninong and ninang. Okay? Walang mas matakaw sa oras kaysa sa pagiging ninong at ninang. A friend of mine was able to manage it well. Sabi ko, pare, how did you do it? Sabi niya, madali yan. The last time I was invited, hindi ako nagregalo. Wala na nag-imbita sa akin, sabi niya. Medyo nabastusan naman ako ng kaunti dyan. My wife invented an excellent solution. Oh, you want us to be ninong-ninang? Come over to the house, let's have coffee. And we tell them, you know what? We thank God and we feel honored that you made us ninong-ninang. We will pray for your wedding and your marriage. But you know what? During the wedding, we are useless. We will just occupy space. So, kung pwede, exempted na lang kami because you will really need us 3 or 5 years after the wedding. Pag magpapatayan na kayo, that's when you need us. See? And we commit to be behind you because we believe in marriage. We don't believe in divorce. I will quote an Every Nation pastor in one of his messages. Sabi niya, my wife and I, we believe in marriage. Divorce is not in our vocabulary. Murder, perhaps, but not divorce. I thought it was very funny. You know? Papatayin ko na lang, hindi ko hihiwalayan. Anyway. And we tell them, you know, when that happens, believe us. Call us, we will be there. Yun. Pare, walang makahindi. So, nakatipid na ako ng pera, nakatipid pa ako ng oras. Kumisan, ang kasal eh, Tagaytay, sa lahat naman, ang hirap naman yan. Worse, Boracay, ano ba naman yan? ang takaw sa oras noon. So, I learned to say no. Okay? And I tell you, focus is the new IQ. Learn to focus. One word, say no. To what? Almost everything else. You have no idea. My wife is a perfect, she says no to almost everything else. She's a very focused individual. And she has taught me to say no. Kasi ako si yes eh. Ikaw si yes, ako si no. So, sabi ko, may sense itong asawa ko. I am learning. And finally, plan better to minimize crisis and carve out time for the development quadrant. Click me that slide. As a leader, your goal is to create an environment that channels your people's strengths and empowers them to achieve the organization's and their full potential. This is best achieved if you are a person of joy and faith. Ultimately, click it. Becoming a five-star organization leader will help leave a legacy of a godly work ethic and team culture, in itself a powerful testimony to a broken world. I have a 4-minute video and I have a 1-minute closing statement, after which I would like you to indulge me, spend 3 minutes on that feedback sheet for day 2 and for the rest of the seminar as a whole. And after that, do we have a class picture? We'll have a class picture, and then I will release you back to the real world. Okay. Run Betamax, please. Sabi nga ni Pastor. Thank you. Okay, how do you land a seminar like this anyway? Can we have the lights? I show that video to make a few points, okay? Number one, leadership is a finisher's race. Your job is not to be the best leader, or your job is not to be a better leader than the other person. Your job is to be the best leader God had intended for you to be. Okay? Leadership is an individual track. We have our own individual track. Kanya-kanya tayong track. Katulad ni Derek Redmond. As in, we have our own lives. Part of your track is your ministry as senior pastor. Part of your track are the people that God has put in your organization who you are supervising. Part of your track is your family. And God did not make a mistake putting you where you are. Okay? In life, just like in the race, you know, Derek Redmond was an R4. He was not only qualified to run the race, he was favored to win it. But in life, just like in that race, things do not happen the way we want for them to happen. We fall. We fail. I'll tell you, you will fall. You will fail. I have fallen. I have failed. But it's okay. As long as we get up and dust ourselves off and limp to the finish line if necessary, it is a finisher's race. Okay? The other thing I wanted to share with you is this. I look at the material and I laugh at myself. I said, Alex, who can really be a 5-star leader? I mean, napakahirap gawin ito. And I'll tell you right now something you probably know already. On your own, you can't. I cannot. I have not. I'm still a work in progress. And I'll never make it on my own. We know that. You and I have to be more than we can be, more than we are. And I love the song because that's exactly what it says. You raise me up to more than I can be. Okay? Derek Redmond's father went to the track to help his son when he fell. Just like God. You know, when we fail, He's there. Whether we have a nice relationship or not, or we do have a relationship, a good relationship with Him, He's always there to help us. And He will lift us up and help us to limp to the finish line if necessary. Now, God also, like the dad of Derek Redmond, the dad of Derek Redmond is an R4 coach. Because when he saw his son, first he had compassion for his son. And he was a very wise coach. When he saw his son was determined to finish the race, even though limping, he empowered his son to limp to the finish line alone. Okay? Just like God. You know, as I teach this course, it brings me closer to God. Because every morning I ask myself, wow, Lord, where am I in my own race? And thank you that you're always there when I fall. You always lift me up. In fact, He lifts us up to more than we can be. We can be 5-star leaders because of the power of His Holy Spirit. So, you know the drill. Do your best and leave to God the rest, okay? And He will see you through to the finish line. So I hope you learned a few things in the last 2 days. My prayers go with you. God bless you and thank you very much.